Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, Luke chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. The teachers of the law and the chief priests looked for a way to arrest Jesus immediately because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. But they were afraid of the people. Keeping a close watch on him, they sent spies who pretended to be sincere. They hoped to catch Jesus in something he said so that they might hand him over to the power and authority of the governor. So the religious leaders understood the parable that Jesus told. We've been talking about that parable the last couple days. They were the ones who refused to come to the great wedding celebration. They were the tenants who killed the landowner's son. Now, they were looking for a way to get rid of Jesus. However, they also realized Jesus was popular among the people, and the leaders were afraid of the crowds. Instead of confronting Jesus publicly, they sent spies to take note of Jesus' every word. The spies, pretending to be honest, did their best to catch Jesus in a contradiction or a statement against Rome. These leaders needed Jesus out of the way and wanted him arrested and killed. In his great love and grace, Jesus was on his way to the cross. The accusations would be false, the trials makeshift, but in the end, Jesus submitted to the will of the Father. Jesus died in the will of God, not at the whim of man. He is God. He took on ridicule, scorn, pain, and death just for you and just for me. He died so that we could live. He rose from the dead so we could follow him from death to life. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for that. Thank you for taking on scorn and pain and death for me. Help me demonstrate my gratitude by following hard after you every day. In your name I pray. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.